Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, January 13th. New satellite images show that Tesla significantly expanded their rooftop solar array at Gigafactory Nevada. They hope for it to become the largest solar array on a rooftop in the world. The project has actually been lagging for a long time. Tesla finally started construction on the solar array in 2018, but it never got to the 70 megawatt size that they previously aimed for. They changed their goal to 24 megawatts for the time being, and new satellite images show that they have actually made some progress towards that end. As for the factory itself, it remains stuck at 30% completion, and it has been for the last 4 years. There's actually no indication that Tesla is going to follow through with their plans to complete the giant building in the near future. Many Tesla owners using third-party applications have found them not to be working in the last few days, as Tesla appears to have revoked many login tokens. A hacker claims to be behind the action after he supposedly gained access to several Tesla accounts. Tesla doesn't have an official dev kit or app store, but it does have an unofficial API that led to the market of third-party apps. In order for those apps to gain access to your data, they either require your Tesla account login information or an authentication token. Yesterday, several Tesla owners using those apps, such as TesLab, reported that they didn't work anymore. Tesla apparently expired a lot of authentication tokens early. David Colombo claims to be behind the issue. Colombo previously said that he managed to get access to several Tesla owners' accounts, which enables you to log into their Tesla app and have some control over their cars. The new Tesla Model S is getting its first third-party yoke steering wheel replacement. The yoke steering wheel was met with mixed reception for the new owners of the refreshed Model S. Users report that the steering in tight quarters can be difficult, and the new wheel also removed the turn signal stocks, making driving a little less intuitive. T Sportline is a longtime Tesla tuner and accessory maker, and they now offer the very first yoke steering wheel replacements. The new wheel starts at $2,299. It does lack the stocks and an airbag, so it might be a difficult sale. Tesla announced that it will release its 2021 fourth quarter earnings report on January 26th. Moreover, Elon Musk confirmed that he will come back on the call and give a Tesla product roadmap update. Last year, the CEO announced that he wouldn't attend earnings conference calls anymore, but he seems to have changed his mind. He made the comment when responding to an inquiry about the progress on the Cybertruck. Tesla previously stated that the production of the truck should start around the end of 2022. As for other products, Musk might be giving more detail on the timing for the Tesla Semi, the update to Model Y, and possibly full self-driving. According to findings pointed out by Auto Insurance EZ, vehicles that operate using gasoline are 10 times more likely to catch fire compared to EVs. The study compiled and compared data from the National Transportation Safety Board, Bureau of Transportation Statistics, and government recall data from recalls.gov. They found that per 100,000 sales, gas cars caught fire 1,529.9 times, and per 100,000 sales, electric-only vehicles did 25.1 fires. Hybrids actually represented a much larger risk, coming in with 3,474.5 fires per 100,000 sales. Japanese automaker Honda recently stated that it is undecided on where to manufacture EVs in the U.S., questioning the country's demand. Dave Gardner, executive vice president of Honda United States, spoke to Automotive News about their EV plans, saying, quote, "We've told our Honda dealers that initially this is going to be very regional. What is the consumer uptake? Right now, I think that's something that's a little out of whack." Now, Gardner is referring to other automotive competitors quickly pivoting to all-electric lineups and flooding the market with zero-emission options for the American consumers. The bigger issue appears to be that Honda has opposition to the Biden administration's proposed tax incentives that cater to EVs that are made on U.S. soil with union labor. This would prevent Honda customers from receiving the full $7,500 to $12,500 credit, depending on what will inevitably wind up being in the final law. Stock of the Ford Motor Company continued its upward climb today, reaching a 20-year high and a $100 billion market capitalization. The news comes as excitement grows about the company's electric vehicle roadmap and seemingly insatiable market for the new electric F-150 pickup. The Mustang Mach-E is also in high demand, as are the tough-looking Ford Bronco and the affordable Ford Maverick hybrid pickup. The all-electric E-Transit commercial van, too, has found some audience, leading a number of Wall Street analysts to believe that there is more upside ahead. Ford's product line is the best in decades, says benchmark analyst Mike Ward, as he was quoted in Forbes. There's more coming, too. Ford plans to emerge as the number two player in the space behind Tesla within the next 2 years. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. If you're curious, we have a video version on the YouTube channel Electrek Daily. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.